Hey, this is Jess.
Uh-huh.
Hey, Jess, this is Patrick with Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Okay. Who is this?
Yeah, my name's Patrick. I'm with Bank of Cardiff.
Okay.
Yeah, I was just in contact with Carol Calloway, actually, about some equipment we were looking to, bring on for them down there at Billy Calloway Mobile Homes. She told me to get in contact with you about some equipment you might be looking to upgrade. She mentioned your guys' current situation and everything.
Okay. What you got?
We do equipment financing, so I mean any newer used equipment you might be looking to bring on, we can help you finance that. We also do auctions, so what is it you're looking for?
Do you know what kind of business we're in? Is that the kind of stuff you do, or?
Yeah, I mean we work.
You just do all, huh?
Yep, all in general, small, medium-sized businesses, even the big ones. So definitely can help you out.
We were looking for a new, well, we call it a house cat. They actually call it a house tub.
Okay.
You know what them are?
I actually don't. What are they?
It's basically it's a remote control bulldozer. You know, it's a little smaller than your regular dozer. You can find them on. The only place that really makes them is Cutting Systems.
Mm-hmm.
And then a trans lift and stuff like that.
Okay.
I don't know.
No, she mentioned that you guys were looking to upgrade in like all your equipment in general, so I just figured I'd give you a call and talk to you directly about it. Like any estimate on, just a price range for that house cat and then the trans lift, like just a ballpark. Do you have like a quote or are you just kind of shopping around right now?
Just shopping around. Brand new, right at 50,000 just for the house cat.
Did you say 50 or 60?
70.
Okay, 70. And then were you looking at getting like newer used ones?
Probably new.
Okay. And then did you guys have a vendor you were looking at going through with those?
I usually go through a little small bank, little personal banks.
Okay, what one is that? Is that one out in Louisiana with you guys too?
Uh-huh.
Which bank is that?
Origin Bank.
Okay, have you talked to them about it yet?
No, I don't never really talk about it until I need something.
Right. And do you guys have like a deadline? Carol said you guys were looking to bring all those on pretty soon. She mentioned that you guys were, she told me your situation and all that with your guys' business and working with them and whatnot too. You guys had a deadline like 2 weeks where you guys were looking to decide on, how you were going to go forward with the business?
Yeah, kind of. I mean, we're not in no deadline as far as buying equipment, as far as contracts and stuff like that. We got it all that we need now. We're just kind of
looking to upgrade and whatnot.
Upgrade. Yeah.
Right. Okay. Were you looking to do that pretty soon then? If you worked with them with that contract, or is that kind of like just in the pipeline, in the future, future move for you?
Just in the future, but it should be near,
Yeah, definitely. Well, give you a little better idea what we can do for you. What's your credit like?
Should be good.
Have you checked it recently? I mean, like any ballpark number that you might be in?
I would guess probably somewhere. Last time I checked it was probably 760, somewhere around in there.
Okay, so yeah, definitely, one of the higher credit scores, so we shouldn't have a problem with that. That is one of the factors with the equipment. And then other than that, do you do contracting work, or do you actually work with them?
I contract out to everybody.
Well, you said with them every day, or you cut out at the end?
Yeah, I contract out with different ones.
Okay, so you have your own business then?
Yes, sir.
Okay, are you the owner of that one?
Yes, sir.
100%?
Yes, sir.
Nice. And then what's your business name?
Sir?
What's your business name?
Trinity.
You said Trinity?
Uh-huh.
Is it just Trinity Contracting, or?
Yes, or Trinity Homes.
Trinity Homes, okay. And then how long have you been in business for? How long have you been the owner down there?
This is since 2006, my 10th year on my own.
Oh, nice. Congratulations. So you're coming up on that milestone, huh? Nice. You start the business all on your own?
Absolutely.
Nice. Do you, I mean, how'd you get in the industry? Was it just like, you know, figure you want to work for yourself?
My dad. I learned it from him.
Okay, nice. So, yeah, you got some experience in that and everything. To, I mean, just to ask a few more questions, another factor that we base it off of is sales. What did you guys do in sales last year for your gross annual sales?
How much did we make?
Yeah.
And as far as paperwork, I can tell you about what we made on paperwork, but I wouldn't have a clue, you know, as far as actually what we made.
No, it's fine. I mean, like, general ballpark, just to give you an idea, because how we do it is we base it off of what you do in sales. So, you know, just to get an idea for you.
Probably about half a million.
Okay. Are you on pace for about the same or more this year?
Yes, sir.
A little more?
About the same pace.
Okay, okay. How's, I mean, how's your summer been going? You guys staying busy out there in Louisiana? Are you in Monroe, too?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Well, I mean, yeah, I can. What's a good email for you, too? I can shoot over a little email with the description and, you know, what we'd need to go forward with the process here, just to give you a little better idea of what we can actually, you know, do for you. But what's a good email for you, Jess?
J-E-S.
Mm-hmm.
M-I-C-H.
What was that? M-I-C-H?
M-I-C-H.
Okay.
218. At Yahoo.
All right, let me just confirm that real quick. I know I got a little bit bad connection with you. It's J-E-S 1-S and then M-I-T-H 218. Perfect. All right, I'll go ahead and shoot you over email, and then, you know, with the process, too, just so we can get you an idea. With the vendor, too, did you mention that you had quotes for those, or just kind of a...
No, I don't know what they cost.
All right, that's fine, too. You know, just had to ask that as well. But, yeah, with the process, it's just a one-page application. With the equipment, it's a lot simpler. And, I mean, I might as well tell you this, too. We do offer working capital as well. So if you ever had any, you know, cash flow issues or anything like that, we could help you out with that, too. But, yeah, with the equipment, it's a very simple, straightforward one-page app. And then just a few financials, you know, that we have to base the, you know, the health of the business on so we can, you know, determine what program you do qualify for.
Plan to make. Just shoot me that email. We'll look over and go from there.
Perfect. When's a good time to follow back from you? When can I expect to get that back?
Your guess is just as good as mine.
I mean, I know you're pretty busy, but just trying to get a good time to fall back if I don't get that back from you on email.
Probably within a week or so.
All right, for sure. So if I don't see back, maybe next Thursday, Friday, end of the week, I'll give you a call.
Sounds good to me.
All right, Jess. Well, nice talking to you, and have a good day.
Thank you.
All right, bye.